Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Min Dong. 133 days until the 2021-2022 season tips off.
Yeah, man. You might be wondering where I am. I am actually in college right now. So I am in Clemson. So we are very far away now. I know you're still back in Mass, but we're trying to get this big episode 150 out in person. But unfortunately, we cannot make the accommodations to have that happen. So a little bit of a bittersweet moment. Some of you may have saw the Instagram and Twitter posts that Min put out. So thanks, Min. I appreciate it. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be a fantastic episode today. It's going to be very different and very unusual because we are now very, very, very far apart. But we'll definitely do the best that we can. And I had to rock that RTM background because I don't really want my dorm background to be there because I did not bring any of my stuff. But for the fall, I should bring that stuff down. So we'll be back and running, hopefully with a good studio. Back in the fall.
Yeah, I miss you already. Hope all is well over there. And yeah, that last post, if you guys haven't checked it out, is a very, it was very funny video. It was him holding up that huge bracket and just dancing to the March Madness theme song.
Man, that theme song just brings back some good memories. And obviously, we are a little bit of a ways away till that memory happens, maybe once again. But for now, let's just cover this new and improved Top 25, edition number 2 of this upcoming 2021-2022 college basketball season. And it's been a lot of changes in the past 76 days. That's when our last 10 episodes were. So we got a lot of new teams in the rankings and a couple drops as well. So obviously, you know how the deal goes. We do our 3 drop teams first, and we go from 25 all the way up to number 1. So without further ado, I think we should just get this thing started. So what is your first drop team you have for today's Top 25?
Yeah, my first drop, Virginia, they were 24. I just feel like they were just teams that leapfrogged them.
Yeah, I didn't even put Virginia in my rankings the first time, but they're definitely still in that cusp, I think. But I definitely would not have dropped them down too after seeing a lot of additions that these other teams did make. My first drop is going to be Michigan State here at 25. Very interesting turnaround, I think, for the guys at Sparty. We'll see if Coach Izzo has a little bit of more tricks under his sleeve. I think Michigan State will still be pretty good in terms of Big Ten play. Hopefully they'll bounce back because last year was just a very down year, I'd say, for Sparty fans, as seen by my poster and your poster as well. So maybe we'll bring the magic back with that poster. But, yeah, hopefully Izzo and company can turn their season around. A lot of new guys coming in, like I said, so we'll see how that chemistry works out this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sparty had a very interesting season last year. Should be another interesting one this year. My second drop, West Virginia, they were number 16. Deuce McBride's stock, he is on the rise. He is now a first-round pick projected to be. The likelihood of leaving because of that has now increased, and this team should be in the middle of the pack in the Big 12.
Yeah, 100% agree with you here. West Virginia was my second drop as well. I had them at 18, but I did put a TBD next to them, and I definitely do think that this is going to be an all right team. But like you said, with Deuce McBride, his stock rising, I think he probably will end up leaving, my personal opinion. But yeah, I mean, the talent is nowhere near as it was last year. The success last year was just so high, and it's just going to be a new turnaround for Coach Huggins and company. So we'll see how they end up turning out. But I also forgot to mention, I had to rep the merch. I had to bring the merch over here. Shout out John Rothstein once again from Massachusetts to Clemson. That merch is coming with me. So, yeah, but right now, West Virginia dropping down for me as well.
Mm-hmm. And my last drop, Syracuse, number 15. Quintu Guerrier, obviously, he decided to transfer. They're already a small team, and with him leaving, they get a lot smaller.
Yeah, man, I couldn't have said that better. I had Syracuse as my final drop as well. They're number 11 for me, but losing Guerrier definitely hurts Syracuse. They'll still be a very good team, I think, but they're just right now on the outside of the top 25 looking in. In terms of ACC, I think they still probably are a top 5 team in my personal opinion. They got a couple guys coming in, like Boeheim and Cole Swider as well from Villanova. So we'll see how they end up turning out. But I think they should be pretty good with most of their core coming back for Coach Boeheim and company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get started with the actual rankings. At number 25, I have a brand new team here. That is Mississippi State out of the SEC. They are a dangerous team all of a sudden with a load of transfers. Rocket Watts, Garrison Brooks, they're coming in. And I think Iverson Melinar and Rocket Watts, they'll be a top 3 backcourt in the SEC at the end of the season. Brooks down low. They returned another starter and their top 2 bench pieces. This team could have been a lot higher if DJ Stewart decided to stay.
Yeah, 100%. I actually have Mississippi State in my rankings as well. One spot higher, actually, so I'll get to them in a minute. My new team right here, number 25, it's going to be Houston. I know this is very interesting, but obviously Quentin Grimes did leave. He's having a fantastic combine, by the way, the first day of the combine. But I think Coach Kevin Sampson is going to return a very talented squad since both White and Marcus Sasser are coming back. Alongside this, they do bring in Kessler Edwards from Texas Tech. So I think Houston will be, once again, the heavy favorite in the American. And Americans looking a little bit down this year, I think. I think last year was a pretty down year as well for the American. But I think it's going to be a race between Houston, Memphis, and we'll see what Wichita State has coming back. Because I think those three teams are probably going to be the top once again this upcoming year for the American.
Mm-hmm. I did not have Houston in my top 25, but they're definitely the top runners for the American. Like you said, should be a down year for the American. Should be a two-bid, I'd say. Number 24, I have Auburn. They dropped one spot. I feel like I should have put them higher, but I have the 24, so that is where I'm going to have them. Terrific recruiting class coming in, led by Jabari Smith. He's an animal. He should be a top 10 pick in the next year's draft. They have Walker Kessler and Zeb Jasper coming in. They're transferring in. And I thought they were a tourney team last year. Sharif Cooper played the whole season. So that shows the excellent coaching by Bruce Pearl. Should be a lock this year to make the tournament.
Yeah, I was kind of questioning why you put them so low, but you actually dropped them one spot. I was pretty surprised by this, but I have them a little bit higher, actually a lot higher, I should say. So I'll get to them later in this episode. I'm on a 2014, like I said, a new team, Mississippi State here. I know you talked about them a lot, but this team I think could be a perennial top 15 team if everyone was returning. Like you said, Stewart was a very key piece. If he returned, I think Mississippi State would have been a very good team with everyone coming back from last year's squad, except him pretty much. And Brooks and Watts coming in now, like you said, and obviously Iris and Mullen are staying. I think this team could be a very sneaky one in the SEC. And like we've said plenty of times before, the SEC is an 8-team race, I think. So Mississippi State, very good chance to maybe win this race and be a little bit of a dark horse here for the SEC.
Mm-hmm. And at number 23, I have Nevada. They dropped down two spots, obviously. Very surprised. You were very surprised when I put Nevada in my top 25 last episode. They remained in this episode. Grant Sherfield and Cambridge, they're one of the most underrated backcourts in the country. I think they're criminally underrated. They finally have former five-star Will Baker from Texas. He's finally eligible. And Washington back as their big man. Watch out for this team. I think they're going to make a deep run in the tournament.
Yeah, man. Will Baker, obviously, former five-star, fellow Hook'em Horn. So shout out to Will Baker. But my 23 team is going to be a new team as well. Third new team in a row. Going with Tennessee right here. A very up and down season for Tennessee last year, but I think it should be a pretty good one. And they could have a very good chance to win the SEC as well, I think. Obviously, your man John Fulkerson returning. So I do think Tennessee deserves to be ranked. It should be a fun season ahead with a lot of new guys coming to the scene, especially Kennedy Chandler.
Mm-hmm. At 22, they dropped down two spots. It is Xavier. Most of the guys coming back, led by Zach Fremantle and Nate Johnson, and just a lot more. Should be a tournament team next year if they are healthy and consistent, because last year obviously started the season one of the hottest teams in the country and ended horribly.
Yeah, I mean, Xavier, they have a lot of guys coming back. Right now for me, they're on the outside looking in, but I think they should have a very good chance to be a legit contender, I think, in the Big East. I mean, the Big East is looking a little bit iffy next year, honestly, but we'll see what happens with Xavier. My 22 team is going to be Belmont, dropping down two spots, but it's just kind of how it is for the mid-majors, unfortunately. So I'm dropping them down a little bit. But Belmont's going to be a very tough out in the March Madness tournament. They got Murphy and Nick Mazinski coming back. Those are the two top guys. And I remember Mazinski got hurt when it mattered the most for the conference tournament. And that's why Belmont didn't win their conference. And I think with Mazinski being healthy, I think this team definitely could maybe go undefeated, as they almost could have this past season as well.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. I have Belmont a couple spots higher at 21. Down two spots, obviously. There's a pattern here. I have Virginia Tech. They were one of the most surprising teams in college basketball last year. Most of the guys returning. Kiva Lumna, he actually just posted a couple of days ago that he is returning for another year at Virginia Tech. They should be back dancing and hopefully make it past the first round.
Yeah, Kiva Lumna coming back. A huge addition for, I think, in all of the ACC. So definitely watch out for Virginia Tech. And they're going to be a very good squad under Coach Mike Young. I have them a little bit higher, so I'll talk about them later. My 21 team, Colorado State, moving down two spots for me. That's kind of how it is for the mid-majors, unfortunately. But I think Colorado State is that team going to be coming from the Mountain West. I think it probably will be a two-bid, but I think Colorado State will get that first bid, I think. So, yeah, they bring back David Roddy and Adam Thistlewood to lead the charge. I was very big on them last year, as you know. They were one of the reserved bids if a team did get COVID. I believe they're the third team to get that. But I think everyone coming back, Colorado State should have a very good chance to win the Mountain West, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Colorado State, a couple spots higher. But at number 20, obviously two spot drop. Belmont here, they were 18, 10 episodes ago. One of the best records in college basketball. And obviously, they missed the tournament. They even missed the NIT, which is very questionable. But they do return eight of their top nine, including the Moose man, Nick Musinski. They should be a tough out in the tournament if they don't get snubbed like last year.
Yeah, definitely got snubbed from the NIT, but Moose Man might have something to say about that this upcoming season. We'll see how that goes. Number 20 for me, St. Bonnie's is going to be coming here. Moving down five spots, I know. I feel like it's just kind of a mix of mid-major love for the top 25. I know you're a pretty big mid-major guy. I am too, I'd say, but I think I'm trying to be more realistic, I think, on these top 25 now. So I am moving St. Bonnie's down, unfortunately. But this is still the highest mid-major I do have. So St. Bonnie's, they'll definitely run the A-10 with a lot of ease, I think. A-10 is not really looking too hot next year. I think St. Bonnie's and St. Louis probably, those two top teams. And, yeah, a lot of ease. I mean, this team had a very tough draw last year in the March Madness tournament going up against LSU. But I think they should have hopefully a bounce-back season with everybody coming back from them.
Mm-hmm. St. Bonnie's way higher than you used to where I put them. But at number 19, I do have Colorado State. I do think they're the front runner for the Mountain West as they return literally everyone from a very successful season.
Yeah, for sure. I think they are as well. I know you're pretty big on Nevada being that front runner, but I guess you decided to agree with me with Colorado State. I don't know. Did you have them higher before in last?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Okay, so you're agreeing with me anyways. But number 19, I got Maryland. 11 spots now. Obviously, Maryland lost a lot of the hype 10 episodes ago. They still do return to pretty good guys, but losing Ayala and Wiggins probably, and also Morcell just recently. They do bring back, obviously, do bring in Fats Russell and Charles Wahab, but I think it's going to be a very new dynamic for Coach Mark Turgeon's squad. But Maryland definitely lost a lot of their hype. But we'll see if they can get back Wiggins, which would be a very good addition. But, yeah, they definitely lost a lot of hype, as we thought they were going to be very good 10 episodes ago.
Yeah, Ayala is actually returning Maryland. I do have them one spot higher than you. But like you said, Morcell is leaving. He's going to Marquette. He announced that last year. And Wiggins, he's balling at the NBA Combine and at the G League Combine last week. So his chances of leaving have increased. I still think the pieces are still there, but they were not as good as they were 10 episodes ago.
Yes, my apologies. I did forget Ayala was coming back. It's very difficult to mix Ayala and Morcell up. Obviously, Maryland's just a very good team, and it's just – very disappointed that they do lose some of their good talent. But like I said, I think they should be still a pretty good team in the Big Ten under Mark Turgeon. So that is why you do have them still in your top 25 as well. But, yeah, my 18 team is going to be UNC, moving up six spots for me. UNC is looking pretty good this year under year one of Hubert Davis era. Bringing in some very good transfers led by Brady Manick from Oklahoma. I know I don't really like him that much, but you got to respect the transfer. But most of the team is returning, I think. Obviously, most recently, Armando Bacot is returning as well, which is going to be a very huge addition. Obviously, losing Garrison Brooks is a very tough loss, but they do compensate that with Brady Manick, like I said. But I think UNC will still be a top five ACC team with most of their guys coming back.
Yeah, I totally forget where I put UNC, if I even put them at all. Let me check.
I didn't even put them in there at all.
But yeah, I think they're a top five team in the ACC. I just value mid-major teams a lot more clearly. But at number 17, you will see a new team here. That is Kentucky. There, all of a sudden, they have so much talent. Kellen Grady, CJ Frederick, Shamir Wheeler, all transferring alongside the top five recruiting class. I think they're going to turn it around.
Yeah, I definitely think they will as well. A lot of guys coming in. I do Kentucky a little bit higher, so I'll talk about them in a couple minutes. Here's where I have Auburn. I'm moving up five spots at number 17 for me. Auburn's turned to a legit contender, I think, in the loaded SEC, bringing in Kessler, Smith, like you said, so much more. Coach Bruce Pearl should have a lot of fun. You know, we see some success as he did a few years ago. This would have been a cherry on the top if Shreve Cooper did come back, but obviously I don't think anyone expected him to. But regardless, Bruce Pearl should have a very good year, hopefully, with Auburn. Maybe they can see some good success in the SEC once again.
Mm-hmm. At number 16, I have Tennessee here. I said 10 episodes ago that if Folky returns, they will rise. And happily, he does return. Folky is back. I think they're a contender in the SEC, just like that.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about 8 teams. But, yes, Tennessee definitely one of those 8 contenders, I think, as well. Number 16, I got Michigan staying here at 16 for me. A very successful season last year, obviously, cut a little bit short by a couple of fanatics from UCLA. But regardless, it will be very hard to replicate what they did. And they do obviously lose a ton of pieces. They do bring in some guys. Obviously, DeMonte Jones coming in from Coastal Carolina. Probably the biggest name that they got this year from Michigan. But with Hunter Dickinson emerging as a top option, I think Coach Juwan Howard should be pretty good next year, obviously, in the Big Ten. Because I think, like we said a couple episodes ago, the Big Ten, I don't know if that's the best conference anymore. So a lot of doors are open, I think, for the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. Michigan, I have a little bit higher than you. At number 15, I have Florida State. They're down 2 spots. Leonard Hamilton, once again, depth and a solid recruiting class. You would kind of expect them to be the top 25 week in, week out. So I think 15 is just a reasonable spot for them. I don't even know where else to put them.
Yeah, I mean, I think Florida State's the team that fluctuates the most in these top 25s. I actually kept them where I had them last episode, so I'll talk about them in a little bit. But here's where I have Kentucky at 15, moving up 6 spots for me. And there they go. I mean, we kind of expected them to make a lot of big offseason moves, and that's what they pretty much did. I can go on and on about who they got, but I'm not going to go down the list right now. But I'm keeping Kentucky down here for now because their expectations are still very questionable. Obviously, last year, you can say the same thing. This team brought a ton of good assets in, and we thought they were going to be a top 10 team, and they didn't really live up to the expectations. So for right now, I have them at 15, but everything could be subject to change and see if they can move up a little bit spots more. But obviously, Coach Cal should not have 2 very bad seasons in a row, I think.
Mm-hmm. And the SEC, once again, we can't emphasize it enough. It is loaded. You made a take that the SEC is the best conference next year. Is that correct?
Yeah, you never got back to us on that. What do you think about that?
I still think it's the Big Ten. I don't know. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we'll have a debate about it a couple episodes from now. We got a long time to debate.
Yeah, we do. But at number 14, I have Duke here, another ACC team. One last time for Coach K. Hopefully him and his team will make the most out of it. As always, out with the old, in with the new. And one of the new guys, probably the oldest guy on the team, Theo John from Marquette.
Yeah, definitely one of the most experienced guys on that Duke roster. I have Duke a little bit higher. I'll talk about them in a couple minutes. Virginia Tech here at 14, staying here at 14 for me. VT, man, they're looking pretty good. And I think they do officially bring back everyone. And with Keith Luma coming back, like you said earlier. So I think this team could be a very scary one, as they were this past season. I mean, they pretty much overachieved their expectations given. I thought this team was going to be a bottom 3 team, I think. That's what I put in my ACC predictions last year. But, yeah, Virginia Tech definitely surprised everybody and turned a lot of heads. So, Storm Murphy coming in as well, their big addition. I think this team could be very good, and I'm very intrigued to see what Coach Mike Young has under his sleeve. So, I'll be looking out for those Hokies. They can make a lot of noise in the ACC, I do think.
Mm-hmm. Definitely agree with you. At number 13, I have Michigan here down 1 spot. I had my doubts with Juwan Howard last year. Obviously, I put Michigan I don't even know where I put Michigan. It was very, very low in my preseason rankings. But he proved me wrong last year. Top 5 recruiting class, Hunter Dickinson returning. Should be a contender once again for the Big Ten.
Yeah, 100%. I doubted them as well. I thought that undefeated record to start the season was a little bit fishy, but they definitely lived with their expectations, 100%. Number 13, Florida State, staying here for me. I do have 3 ACC teams in a row. I didn't even realize that, but Florida State the 2nd of 3. This team is going to be a very good team, as they usually are every year, bringing in some great new recruits and transfers. Coach Lemon Hamilton, you know what he does. He's probably one of the best coaches to do it in the ACC especially. And let's just see if he can make a further run at the ACC and beyond. You know that 12-man rotation is not going away, so we'll see how it ends up turning out at this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. At number 11, I have the 2nd highest riser in my rankings. That is Oregon. They're up 11 spots. They have put themselves as a close 2nd in the Pac-12. Harmon coming in from Oklahoma, Guerrier, and Suarez. They're all joining the team from the portal. And expect them to be a Sweet 16 team like always, but I think they could definitely go further than that.
Yeah, 100%. I'm very excited. Did you skip St. Bonnie's, though?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
At number 12, I skipped. I went to number 11, but number 12, yes, St. Bonnie's. They dropped down two spots. My expectations for them, they remain the same. They're the top six, all returning. I think they're a Sweet 16 team, and obviously the best mid-major team in the nation this year.
Yeah, I can't believe you forgot about your mid-major love and St. Bonnie's that high. But I do have Duke here at number 12, staying here number 12 for me. To be honest, I think the ACC is looking very wide open. Obviously, I just listed three teams here in a row for my rankings. So I think it's a pretty much a race between those three teams and also a couple teams later as well. But I do think Coach K's last year is going to be a very memorable one. Hopefully, obviously, he said he feels very confident with this upcoming team. So obviously, it's going to be a great career when it's done. Let's just see if Coach K can maybe get one more. I know those guys can be fighting very hard for Coach K's last year. I definitely got to make it count, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm. And number 11, that is where I have Oregon, got carried away at number 12. But yeah, they put themselves as a close second in the Pac-12 with three transfers, Harmon, Gary, and Soares. And Sweet 16, that's kind of like their floor at this point. I think they can go further than that this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's that for the Sweet 16. It's crazy. I mean, Oregon just kind of gets you by surprise. I mean, they didn't really look too good last year, but obviously they turned a lot of heads. I mean, I know they're going to be a top three finish regardless in the Pac-12, but I don't think people expect them to go from a 7th seed all the way to the Sweet 16. But, yeah, they end up doing it. So I do have Oregon here at 11 as well, moving up six spots for me. I just have one word, and that word is scary. So many great additions with Coach Altman's squad. I know you listed a couple. Also bringing in five-star Nathan Biddle from the bench as well, most likely. But I do think the Ducks can give UCLA a very tough battle for the Pac-12 title. I mean, it's obviously – That's looking like the race right now. I don't know any other team in the Pac-12 that maybe stand a chance against those two teams. But we'll see what happens. But Oregon, very good chance to do some very successful and very big things.
Mm-hmm. And now we approach the top 10. At number 10, I have Arkansas. They moved down three spots. But obviously, we are still lovers of the must bus. It is still fully loaded. He strikes again in the transfer portal, as always. And he continues to keep adding.
Yeah, must bus never slows down for anyone. I got them one spot higher. Baylor here, number 10, staying here for me as well. Baylor went off all off. I mean, there's just no way the Scott Drew and company will make Baylor fall off. I think they're going to maintain Baylor's success coming into a year where they're defending national champs. I do think they're still going to be a very good team. Obviously, adding James Akincho from Arizona. And also the D3 gem. I do not remember his name, but I'm very intrigued to see what he can do this upcoming season. But, yeah, a lot of guys stepping into new roles for Baylor. We'll see how they end up doing, but I think it will be a very good year for them once again.
Mm-hmm. At number 9, Villanova, they're down three spots, four stars alongside Colin Gillespie being one of them. They all return alongside most of the bench. Hopefully they can be healthy enough to make a deep run because they were obviously not healthy in the tournament last year.
Yeah, 100%. I got Villanova one spot higher. I'll talk about them in a second. This is where I got the must bust in Arkansas at number 9, moving down, unfortunately, three spots. I think a couple teams did leapfrog Arkansas, but they're still going to be a top 10 team. Probably one of the better ones in the SEC. But, yeah, I mean, I just really do think Arkansas cashed in on a lot of very helpful and good transfers in this portal so far this year. I think they probably will cash in maybe on a couple more, depending on how the end of the transfer portal season goes. But I do think it's going to be a very fun SEC race. Arkansas does emerge as one of the favorites to win.
Mm-hmm. At number 8, I have Alabama down three spots. The Nate Oates effect, run the floor and shoot threes. Their guards are probably the best group of guards we've seen in a college basketball team in a while. Love the style, love the team. And if they could defend a little better, I think they are a Final Four team.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you here. Alabama one spot ahead of you. I'll talk about them in a second. Villanova over here at number 8, moving down one spot. With Gillespie hopefully healthy, I think it's going to be a revenge tour time for Villanova. A very questionable Big East Conference next year, like I said. I don't really know anyone that could really stand a chance at Villanova right now. Obviously, Creighton was that team, but obviously they did lose everybody, unfortunately. So we'll see what happens in this, obviously, Big East. But I do think Villanova clearly 100% favorite to win this Big East title.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. Villanova is definitely the king of the Big East this year and every year. But at number 7, I have Baylor. Last episode, I had them at 11. I feel like that was a little too high. This time, I feel like I have them a little too low. That is because they now have James Akinjo. And three key pieces back in the top 10 recruiting class. I think they could go back-to-back.
Very bold take from you right there. I do not know if they can go back-to-back. We'll definitely see what happens, but definitely do not count Baylor out as a team to be able to do so. My, I don't know. I feel a little bit iffy about that statement right there. We'll get to it as the season nears closer and closer. Number seven for me, Alabama moving down three spots. I was a little bit optimistic about this team. I still believe they are the front runner for the SEC, and I say quote-unquote because it's eight teams that are probably the front runners. Obviously, they do bring in J.D. Davidson to help the backcourt. He's going to be a fantastic player, a very explosive player as well for Alabama. But I'm very intrigued by this team and their defense. I mean, it's been a very common theme last year under Coach Nate Oates. The defense was kind of lackluster. I mean, obviously, they had Herb Jones, the defensive player of the year for the conference, but Alabama wasn't really notorious, I'd say, for their defense, but they're obviously notorious for their very high scoring. So we'll see what happens this upcoming season if they do make some changes to the defensive scheme. But Alabama still, I think, are the front runners for the SEC. I say quote unquote, obviously, but I do think they are that number one team in the SEC right now for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, number six, Gonzaga, they're down two spots. Gonzaga, great program every year. When they added Rozier Bolton in between our 10 episodes. But if they couldn't win last year with that loaded squad, I don't think they're winning this year. And they have a loaded squad as well. But I don't think they're winning this year or any year.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think this year's squad might be a little bit better than last year's. I personally think so. We'll see what happens. But you know what we feel about Gonzaga. So I do have them a couple spots higher, but we'll see what happens. Number six, Kansas here, moving up three spots. Kansas has emerged as a very solid team, getting Remy Martin and obviously Coleman Lands. I think they're two very huge additions for this Kansas squad. I do hope to see Remy Martin play in a Jayhawks jersey. It's looking like he probably will, but still uncertainty in the air for that. But I do think it will be something very fun to watch under Coach Bill Self's squad next year for Kansas.
Mm-hmm. I have Kansas a little bit higher than you, but now as we approach the top five, at number five, I have Purdue. They're down two spots. Another one of the Big Ten teams who got upset in the first round. They're looking for revenge. They return all five starters, most of the bench, and even add a couple top 50 guys. I think they're at least a Sweet 16 team this year.
Yeah, speaking of revenge, I got another team looking for revenge. Number five, Ohio State. They do move down three spots for me, but this team's still 100% very, very, very good team. Definitely a top five team for sure. But I did move them down a couple spots. I do think Purdue took a step ahead of them personally. So I did have to drop Ohio State a couple spots back. But I do think they are definitely still a top five team this year. This upcoming season. And looking for some revenge, obviously, very heavily.
Mm-hmm. I have Ohio State a couple spots higher than you. And at number four, I have a new team. You'll be very happy about this. I have Texas here. I can finally say hook 'em horns. I thought they were loaded 10 episodes ago, but they got even more loaded. Christian Bishop, Trey Mitchell, Dylan Dysu, they're all big men. They all go with Askew, Allen, and all the returners. They have so much talent, and they have Chris Beard as their coach. That's it.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the hook 'em horn train. I do have Texas here as well, moving up 19 spots for me. This team's going to be so, so, so fun to watch. What a terrific job by Coach Chris Beard and company already. I'm just so very excited to see Texas play. Obviously, they still are my favorite team besides my college team, Clemson. But back-to-back, Big 12 champs, hopefully, for those Longhorns. So I'm very excited to see what they can do. It's just a so, so, so loaded squad. So I'm very excited to see what they can do. Also, shout-out to Jericho Sims falling down the combine right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, just a reminder, I still picked that. I still called the Albine Christian upset of Texas last year. So do not listen to Matt when you're filling out your brackets.
I was just 1 year behind. I'll prove him wrong this year. Don't you know?
Right. Yeah, you could say that. Great excuse. Matt was 1 year behind. So you guys definitely want to pick Texas this year. But at number three, I do have Kansas here. They've rise up six spots. They have entered the top three. Many great things have happened to them. In between our 10 episodes, four starters return. They have received the commitments from Remy Martin and Jalen Coleman Lands. If Martin stays and plays in Kansas, I think they're the top team in college basketball, and it might be game over in the Big 12.
Yeah, very bold take. I do think they are definitely a very, very, very good team. It's going to be a very good battle between Texas, Kansas, and probably Baylor as well for that Big 12 race. Yeah, I do think Texas is probably still a front runner. Might be a little bit biased, but I do think it's going to be a very close race between those three teams. Number three, I got Gonzaga staying here. Number three, not too much to say, obviously. Drew Timmy coming back, expected. Chet Holmgren coming in, expected. pretty much all the expected things happen this offseason for Gonzaga. So we'll see if they can show up when it actually matters. That's going to be the big question for them this year. But obviously, you know how we stand with Gonzaga. So I'm just going to move on and get to your number two.
Yeah, my number two, Ohio State. They stay at number two. They fell as a victim to a Cinderella team we know as Oral Roberts. But with everyone returning, they're hungry for revenge, and they could definitely go from first-round upset to national champions.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened before. Obviously, Virginia, the most notable in the past couple of years to do that. A first-round upset to national champs. So, yeah, Ohio State might have the history on their side for that one. But I got number two, Purdue here, flip-flopping with Ohio State, moving up three spots. Purdue, man, they gained some buzz recently. I think this team's going to be very better than I actually anticipated beforehand. With Williams returning, I think this team probably has what it takes to win the Big Ten race this year. A very big development year for Jaden Ivey. He's playing with the USA team, so he should definitely gain a lot of very good experience. And obviously, shout out to my boy Zach Edey, probably the GOAT. He's one of my favorite players to watch. He reminds me of Boban Marjanovic with that 7'4 frame. But I'm very excited to see what Purdue can do this year. I am a very big believer in Coach Painter and company. So, yeah, let's go Boilermakers, man.
Mm-hmm. And shout out Zach Edey. He actually made the Olympic team for Canada. So,
oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That a boy, yeah. Zach.
And Canada's pretty loaded, I'd say. So it's pretty impressive for a college basketball player to make it to the Canadian national team, senior national team, huh?
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, it might have to do with this height, but you never know. Also, shout out to Kalkbrenner for making the USA team as well. I know that's one of the fan favorites, starting to emerge as a fan favorite on this podcast as well. So shout out to him as well.
Mm-hmm. And at number one, I have UCLA here. Nothing has changed for them. They're still my number one team. Johnny Juzang, he struggled mightily in the combine, so I think that helps his chances of returning. That means they will return everyone from their Final Four team, and that doesn't even include Chris Smith, who was their best player before getting injured. They add in five-star Peyton Watson as well. Watch out for this team.
Yeah, definitely watch out for this team. This team is my number one team as well, staying here. I'm personally still a little bit skeptical on Juzang. I know you probably have a little bit more insight than I do, but I think he probably will stay, but I still think it's 50-50 for the fence for him, personally speaking, for me, from what I've seen. But obviously, if not, this team will still be number one for me. I do think they're still a very good team. They got a lot of guys coming back. Chris Smith coming back, a huge addition. We'll see. It's going to be very interesting to see how the chemistry works, because a lot of guys did step up when Chris Smith got hurt. So we'll see how that balance and chemistry works out for UCLA. But regardless, this team is definitely going to be a very talented team. They got a lot of motor guys coming back. So I'm very excited to see what UCLA can do. And if they can maintain the number one spot and make a very good run this year as probably one of the front runners for this tournament.
Mm-hmm. And that is all we have for today. 150 episodes in the books. It felt like yesterday we did our first episode, but obviously it is 150 and we felt like we've improved dramatically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. I was actually watching the first episode last week and just seeing the progress and what we've done. It's just insane to see. I remember we shouted out Dunzo in the first episode, and I mean, just can't thank him enough for all that support. But just the cameras and all that stuff, it's just emerged so much. And we're going to keep getting better and keep going bigger from here. So I'm just very excited to see what the future holds. And obviously, this upcoming season should be a very fantastic one, with a lot of fantastic teams coming up as well.
Mm-hmm. And like we said, the road to Mattis is here to stay. Maybe not as much uploading as typically, like during high school. But, yeah, we will try and do our best to get episodes out when we have the chance.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to find our spots. We'll definitely be planning these episodes as much as we can. Probably plan for one or two per week for right now, but when the season rolls around, we'll probably have a little bit more free time, hopefully. But obviously, it's going to be a very big adjustment because you'll be at college as well at that point. So we'll see what happens. But obviously, like you said, our team here to stay, so we're not going anywhere. But yeah, I think that is all we have for today's episode. 133 days left for that season begins. So the countdown is coming very quickly. So you got any final words before we close this thing out?
Yeah, have fun at Clemson, man. It seems
good. Thank you.
You look like you've been having fun already. So, yeah, I'm happy to see you enjoying life.
Yeah, obviously. It's very disappointing. Can't see you in person and all the other guys back at home as well. But until August for now. But obviously, that is all we have for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always. And it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.